Psalm 119, again, section 129 through 136. Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Hey, as we continue on, as Phil said, through section A here, these eight verses we have continue the most common theme of Psalm 119, the beauty of God's Word in the life of the believer. And again, we have different perspectives and a little different way of applying it through this section of the Psalm. The very first verse here of this section, your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. This one is open to interpretation or misinterpretation, more to the point. It almost looks like the psalmist has made a decision in judgment on God's word and has decided, okay, they're worth keeping, and so we'll keep them. But that's not what it says. That's certainly not what it means. It's just an acknowledgement that the testimonies of God are wonderful. They're beautiful. They are perfect. And his soul keeps them because they are wonderful, not because he's decided that they are. And as we go on to see, or as we know, it's God who enlightens the soul, enlightens the heart to see how wonderful God's testimonies really are. And we see that in the next verse. It's the entrance of your words that gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Now, God's word coming into our heart and into our soul is what gives it light and gives understanding. It's not that we are wise and so we can judge God's word, but it's God's word that makes us wise. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. That's an image that we're not familiar with, that we don't often use in our day-to-day talk. But this is someone who is thirsty for the word of God, so thirsty for it that, figuratively speaking, they were panting like a dog, or as we see in Psalm 42, as a deer would, waiting for the water, the living water of God's word. Look upon me and be merciful to me as your custom is toward those who love your name. We have here an appeal to the covenant of grace, where God says he will take care of his people. Look upon me and be merciful as your custom is. That doesn't quite translate the idea fully, but it's a reliance on God to be repeatable, predictable, faithful in his promises and how he keeps them. And that the mercy that God gives isn't arbitrary. It's not today he loves you and tomorrow maybe you'll sin and he won't love you anymore. But knowing that it's God's custom, that it's his habit, if you will, to be consistently merciful to those in the covenant. Verse 133, direct my steps by your word and let no iniquity have dominion over me. And here in this verse, we see the freedom that following God's law gives because it frees us from the slavery of sin. Direct my steps by your word. Well, God does direct our steps, doesn't he? We're not our own masters. But to direct my steps by your word, when he does that, God gives me freedom from sin in my life. Sin won't have dominion insofar as I follow God's word. Redeem me from the oppression of man that I may keep your precepts. Here we have not just the slavery of sin, but the oppression of man over those who try to keep God's word, because it's a constant indictment, an accusation of the sinful when we try to follow God's word. And you've probably experienced that in your life as well. The next verse, make your face shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. That first line there should sound familiar. May God make his face shine upon you is the blessing from the priest to the people. Here the psalmist turns it around and makes it personal to himself. Make your face shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. How is it that we get blessed by the face of God, by the image of God? How are we blessed in our life? It's through God's Word, primarily, that we see God's love, we see the covenant, and we understand our place, and we're blessed by His Word. And finally, rivers of water run down from my eyes because men do not keep your law. That one verse there has a lot in it. I could spend a lot of time expounding that, but this isn't a sermon. It's a psalm meditation. But what would be the motive for tears when we look at how men don't follow God's law? They don't keep the law of God. They've turned away from the covenant of grace. Well, there are many things. We see that that's going to bring sadness upon the believer. The oppression of the ungodly as they seek to push away the image of God, and that means push away the believer. We think of the blasphemy against God as mankind tries to be his own God and turns away from our Father. We think of Jesus on the cross paying the penalty for the sin of men who do not keep God's law, and our heart breaks for what he had to go through on our part. We think of the lost out there who are going to die unredeemed and go into an eternal punishment, and our heart breaks for them as well. We see the consequences of sin in our own life, the lives of our children, our friends. And sin brings misery, and we cry for that as well. God's testimonies are wonderful if we would just keep them, if we would just let them bring light into our soul, if we would listen. But we see that men do not keep your law. And so tears come to those who know God, who love Him, when they see the injustice that sin brings upon the world. As we sing this, as I caution us every week, let's sing it from the heart with some understanding. This is a good one to sing as a prayer. For don't we all long for God's commandments? Don't we all love God's Word for giving heart light to our heart? Don't we call upon the covenant? And when we sin, call upon God to be merciful and ask for Him to redeem our lives, to give us repentance and turn us away from our sin. You could go down through here and you'd see an awful lot of the Lord's Prayer in the different parts of this section of the psalm as well. So let's sing this, as I said, intelligently, spiritually, with an eye toward God and not just toward this altar. So we'll sing Psalm 119 and we'll sing part R.